James Gathright is a designer, writer, and photographer. In 2016, he was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma, or kidney cancer. Since then, taking pictures has been an integral part of his therapy, helping him cope with the disease and getting him out of the house. And as a result, he has produced a digital book of 100 photos. It's called I Was Born in a Small Town, Street Photography in the Shadow of Cancer. James, welcome to Valley Edition. Let's start with a definition. What is street photography?
Street photography is basically candid photography that is happening in public spaces. There are many different definitions of it, and it's kind of close to documentary photography.
So give us an example of some of the street photography that you've done.
I've worked mostly in downtown Fresno, and like I say in the book, you can circumnavigate that area in less than 2 hours. And you just walk around and you look for interesting people, interesting places, interesting things, people having interactions, experiences, lost in thought, and you capture their everyday moments.
Basically, you're a fly on the wall.
Yeah, you are a fly on the wall. It's hard to be a fly on the wall in Fresno. I've talked to street photographers from New York, and you know they say, get lost in the crowd, and I'm like, there's no crowd.
The collection of photos was shot over a three-year period. During that time, you went through two surgeries, loss of employment, and the diagnosis of your wife, Pat, with Parkinson's disease. That's enough to make some people crawl under a rock and hide. But instead, you got your camera out, and you started using it in a sort of therapeutic way. Tell us how that worked for you.
It was very good. I'm an extrovert. And so being locked at home and dealing with, you know, the depression and stuff that comes from cancer, I really had to find a way to get out. I love photography. I love art in general. And so I would drop my wife off at her part-time job every morning. From there, I would drive down to downtown. And I had a camera that is really built for street photography. And so I would just start walking around and taking pictures, and you start to get the feel of the place, and it makes you want to go back and back and back.
And you taught yourself using film cameras and then moved over to digital. Tell us about that.
That came before the cancer that I found myself without employment, and as a designer, I felt I needed to understand photography better. So I decided to start taking pictures. It's an expensive hobby to get into, so I bought old film cameras. And use them, learn to develop the film myself. And so I got a really good self-education the hard way. So that when I finally did move over to digital, it's a much easier thing for me.
And you said you thought you knew photography before you started doing this. And then once you started taking it more seriously, you learned so much. Give us an example of something you learned using the film cameras that you could then translate to digital.
I guess the use of light. Film is much, much, much harder to capture light well and not blow things out or make them too dark. Digital is actually easier. So if you learned how to do this on film, you've gotten very good at it compared to the digital usage. So that was one of the most important things.
And capturing light in Fresno is probably really important because there is so much light.
Yeah, it's a harsh atmosphere, especially during the summer. Photographers believe you should only shoot before 10 a.m. and after 3. Landscape photographers believe you should only shoot when the sun starts going down. In Fresno, that light is harsh and hard on people. And so you have to adapt some techniques that work with that actually use it.
Tell us about the cover photo in your book.
The cover photo is a group of folklorico dancers, and I wish I could tell you where they were from, but I believe they were from one of the high schools. And it was on the day that the parade happened to open Fulton Street downtown. They were just so joyful. And I had on a very wide angle lens. So I basically stepped pretty much right into them and took that picture so that it could capture the breadth of what they were doing. And to me, it's one of those photos that when you see it, you see all the different dancers. And if you go from face to face to face, you can see how much they're all loving what they're doing.
Mentioning that, let's talk about the privacy issue. I know you can take pictures of people on the street because it's a public place, but how do you approach it from a conscientious perspective?
You just have to be a good person. you have to recognize when somebody is really not happy with you taking their photo. You have to try to catch candid moments without catching totally private moments. I work around the courthouse a lot, and a lot of emotion goes on around the courthouse. And I can see someone from a distance that may look like they're laughing. And as I come closer, I bring up my camera and start to begin to take pictures. And even sometimes when till I get home that I realize they were laughing, they were crying. Those photos go away, you know?
Wow.
There's one photo in my book that shows a woman sitting in front of the federal courthouse with her hand on her head, and it obviously looks like possibly distressed moment, but I believe she was tired. That's a photo to me that you keep, you know, because it really shows that person in a real moment. But most of all, you just be a good person. You don't bother people. You respect their wishes. If they never see you take their picture, that's kind of the goal of street photography, to be completely candid, but you become their conscience for them, you know?
And you write in your online introduction to the digital book, quote, "I'm looking for the beautiful in the normal, the glory in the inglorious, and that one ray of sunlight kissing the side of your face as you, smiling, go about your day." That's a very sweet sentiment, especially in light of the obstacles you've been dealt. Does it come from a place of staying in the moment and recognizing our mortality?
It does. And it also comes from a place of recognizing that every single human being is special in some way or another. And when you are in my lens, you are the only other person on the planet to me in some ways. And whether I'm reading your facial expressions correctly or not, they usually give you away. They can tell if you're lost in thought, if you're having a happy moment, a sad moment. And those are the real moments. That's when you're real, you know, and that's what I want to capture, is the beauty of the real, the people in the moments when they're really who they are rather than someone who's posing.
And there's such an intimacy about that. What is it about Fresno that speaks to you as a photographer?
A couple of things. I work mostly downtown. There are a few photos in the book from farmers markets and the fair and stuff, but almost all of them are from downtown. Downtown is beautiful. I don't think a lot of people who live in Fresno and rarely go down there understand that if you stop and take the time to walk around and just look at the buildings, you know, that architecture is gorgeous. The facades are gorgeous. Some of it built in, you know, in the 1920s, you know, in particular styles, that if you just stop in front of the Security Bank building and just look at those columns, you know, or some of the other buildings and look up at the facades, you know, look up at the intricate work done. We don't do that kind of stuff anymore. And so Fresno has a really strong, beautiful history.
And I love the line that you have on your website that says, "Life is most beautiful when it does not know it is being watched." Is that sort of the essence of street photography?
Very much so, yeah.
Again, we've been listening to James Gathright. He's a designer, writer, and photographer, and he's produced a digital book of 100 photos called "I Was Born in a Small Town, Street Photography in the Shadow of Cancer." Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
You can find Gathright's photos of people and places in downtown Fresno online at imageandword.com.